Whale, hello there, and welcome back to Beached Whale Podcast. Hey everyone, it's Destiny. Welcome back to the podcast, and more specifically, welcome back to the first podcast episode of 2021. It's crazy that the new year is upon us, but I have to admit, I have never ever been so excited for a new year in my life. You guys know that 2020 was not it for me. You can listen to the last podcast episode for more details about that, or you can go follow my Instagram at It's Your Dest, and you will see lots of posts explaining exactly how 2020 was just not the best year for me. And because of that, I really want to go into 2021 with some goals, not resolutions, because I don't really believe in New Year's resolutions and this whole idea of like a new year, new you. It's more like new year, new mindset, and just kind of growing and evolving, but not necessarily changing everything about yourself or about your physical appearance. So for today's podcast episode, since it is the beginning of the year, I thought it could be really fun to kind of run through 21 goals that I have for the year of 2021. So let's just get into it, shall we? I'm going to take a sip of my tea. Lately, I have been drinking an orange pekoe tea with milk, and then I've been adding a scoop of the vanilla collagen powder from the company Care Of, and it's been super yummy. I've been having it in the mornings. My first goal is I want to hit at least 10K on Instagram by the end of this year, which I know seems like a lot if you were to go look at my Instagram right now and see that I'm sitting at about 3,600. So that is a really big jump to take. However, it is totally possible, especially right now with Instagram favoring Reels so much. It is literally exploding your reach. A Reel that I recently did has almost 17,000 views, which is huge for me. Really, I've just been doing a lot of research, and I think if I get really consistent with posting posts and Reels and IGTVs, and I'm just super present on the platform, and I'm tagging relevant people, and I'm making good content, I think it's definitely possible. I had a couple posts last year do really well. Someone, like a bigger account, would repost on their story, and one day I gained 400 followers in a day. So if I can have a couple more moments like that and just put out some good content and explode my reach with Reels, which is what I'm really going to be focusing on for the next little bit, just batching a bunch of Reels so that I can put one up like every day or every other day or every weekday or something, because that is definitely the form that Instagram is really pushing for its algorithm right now. So I definitely want to jump on that bandwagon while it's hot. And hopefully I can see some turnaround in the first couple of months that will really narrow my long journey to 10K. My second goal is really kind of broad, and it's more of like a general feeling that I've just been having lately, but I really want to create and sell something this year. Now, again, like I just said, that's super broad, could literally be a million different things. And that's kind of the point, is I don't really know what it would be yet. If it would be like an ebook or a course or a webinar or like a sticker packet or merch or what, like I have no idea, but I want to make something that's completely mine, because I've been doing a couple of sponsorships and things with other brands, which I absolutely love and will continue to do throughout this year. But I also just really want to do something for myself and put my own blood, sweat, and tears in it. So it might be remarketing the Armor Up workbook that I did. Like, it doesn't have to be anything crazy, like an entire clothing line, obviously, because that's not in my grasp right now. But just something. I just want to make and sell something this year that I can call my own. My third goal for this year is to read 20 books, which, if you knew me a couple of years ago, you'd be like, oh, that's easy, only 20, because I have been an avid reader my entire life, and I have always read a lot of books, and 20 is a very small number for someone like me. You can look around my apartment and I have more than 20 books sitting to my right now. But in the last like 2 years or so, I've really just struggled to make time to read. And as a result, I have so many books on my shelf right now that I have not yet read, and on my Kindle that I haven't read yet. So I really want to carve out time this year to read, which I have been doing in my morning routine that I did a podcast episode on a couple of weeks ago, which is already outdated because I have grown that and I have changed it up a lot. Currently reading Megan Crabb's Body Positive book. I can't remember the title of it right now, but I am hoping to read more books this year. And I think by making a mix of like body positive books and fiction books and fantasy and stuff like that, I think it'll be a bit easier because I am wanting to do a lot of reading of those nonfiction books for a project that could be coming out in a couple of years potentially. So I just want to do some research, and that will also help cut into my goal of 20 books. Number four, fitting because we're currently talking on the podcast, but I want to drop a podcast episode every single week of 2021. Oh, hello, Miss Erica. Hi, boo. I'm just going to turn my ringer off quick. But in 2020, when I started the podcast, I was really good for the first couple of months, and then I just kind of dropped off with some things that were happening in my life and whatnot. But this year, I really, really, really want to make it consistent. I want to upload every single Wednesday for Whale Wednesday, and I just really want to see how much we can grow this little podcast family. We're currently sitting at about 2,000 plays / downloads, which, considering the fact that this is the 13th episode, I feel like is a pretty good number. But I would really love to like double that, triple it, who knows, by the end of this year, which again, I think is totally possible if I am consistent with it and I'm promoting it on Instagram. Number five is I want to have the best 26th birthday ever. Now that includes the actual day, which is February 1st, so coming up pretty soon, as well as just like the year in general, like February 2021 to February 1st, 2022. I just want to have the best year ever because, as you guys know, 25 for me was a shit show the day and the entire year. So I just really want to put that behind me. I never thought I was going to be excited for 26 because that's like entering your late 20s. But here we are, and I've been so excited to reach that milestone. I already have so many ideas for what my like picture is going to be that day. I have no idea. If you're a photographer listening to this and you live in the area that I live in kind of like the Niagara St. Catharines area, definitely hit me up because I would love to do like an actual shoot for my birthday to really just mark that we are heading into a new era. Number six is I really want to make more genuine connections and friendships in the body positive space. I have definitely started to make some friends and some really good connections. Number seven is I want to set boundaries that are needed. We talked about this a bit in the last podcast episode, so I'm not really going to delve into it here. Definitely go check that out if you're interested. But I just really want to get better at setting boundaries. I'm not great at it. It can be kind of awkward. It can be hard. But I know that there are some boundaries I need to set this year if I do want it to be the best year ever. So that is why it is on this list. Number eight, kind of going in tandem with that, is that I want to get better at saying no. I have a really bad problem at saying no to people, whether that's at work, whether that's in my personal life, whether that's with friends or family. I really struggle to say no to people to the point that it is pretty detrimental on my mental health because I stretch myself so thin and I get pulled in so many different directions and I really put way too much on my plate in some areas of my life. So that is something that I want to get better at this year. Number nine is I want to learn something new every month. And this specifically is I really want to get onto Skillshare. Not sponsored, wish it was, but I really want to explore Skillshare and all of the capabilities that it has and really just like focus on something new every single month. So for the month of February, it's probably going to be graphic design because I will hopefully be getting my iPad sometime in late January. And then going on from there, whether it's social media or marketing or, you know, I don't know, like making lattes or whatever it is, I just want to learn something new every single month. It doesn't have to be like this huge course, this huge like month-long thing that I'm learning. It could literally be like a 30-minute session or something. But I just really want to make time to learn because I loved being a student. I love learning new things and I want to carve out time again for that. Number 10 is I want to bring on at least two or three confidence clients this year. So if you've been following me for the last couple of months, you'll know that I started confidence coaching, but it's kind of been on the back seat while I've been figuring out my life and kind of figuring out what I want that to look like exactly, whether it's taking on clients, whether it's hosting webinars and workshops and stuff like that. But I want to really kickstart that this year and bring on a couple of clients. I don't see myself being in a position where I bring on a ton because I do have a full-time job and I am running social media as well and trying to get that up and running. But I would love to take on a couple of people and just really be able to be super intimate with them and help them on their own journey. So if that sounds like you, definitely send me an email, a DM, whatever. I would love to look into working together and we can go from there, but that is something that I want to grow this year as well. a lot of growth happening in 2021, which I am honestly so here for. Number 11, again, growing, I want to try out new styles, whether that's fashion, whether that's hair, whether that's makeup. I just really want to explore my wardrobe, to explore different clothing styles and sights and all of the things. I've really been doing a lot more fashion content on my Instagram lately, which I have been loving, but my wardrobe is pretty limited because I really do run in like a couple of different styles and like color palettes, but I would love to spice that up a little bit in this year and take some fire Instagram pictures and stuff that I wouldn't normally wear or that I wouldn't normally gravitate towards. Number 12 is I want to revamp my makeup collection and I want to create a everyday makeup look that I can throw on every day that looks super natural, but like I just feel more put together because I have makeup on. The reason that I have included this is because all of the makeup that I have, save for like a couple of palettes that I've received as gifts in the last couple of years, I have literally had for very, very long. It's makeup that like friends had that they got rid of because I wasn't allowed to wear makeup when I was younger. So I've never really created my own collection. I've never really splurged on makeup. And part of that is I just have no idea how to figure out what shade I am, especially right now where everything has to be purchased online. It's just been something that I've been putting off because I really don't know how to do it and I don't know what I need and I don't know my shade. But it is something that I want to nail down this year. Number 13 is I want to see my family and my friends as much as I possibly can. I'm sure that I will not be alone in this goal this year because 2020, I feel like, was so isolated and people were so alone. Well, I guess depending on your living situation, but people like me who live alone were very isolated and you just weren't able to travel to see friends or family outside of your bubble. I really want to utilize 2021. Hopefully the year will open up more to make that possible because currently in the area that I'm living in, we are in a lockdown until the end of January. But hopefully eventually in 2021, things will be back to somewhat normal and we will be able to travel and see people. Kind of hand in hand with that, number 14 is I want to fight my social anxiety more and say yes to more get-togethers and hangouts and stuff like that. I have a really big problem with people asking me to like go watch a movie or go to a party or go to a bar. And I always just say no and make up some kind of excuse, even though I'm literally just at home watching Netflix. But I just get super anxious about going out and being in places and being with people. I don't know why. It's been something I've been struggling with for the last couple of years. But I do really want to fight that as much as I can and say yes to things and just do a lot of stuff outside my comfort zone this year to spend more time off of the TV and outside of my apartment. Number 15 is I want to continue to heal from everything that 2020 threw at me and stuff from before that. I just really want to carve out time for my mental health to maybe start seeing a therapist and just really take care of my mental well-being and to continue to heal from everything that the past couple of years has thrown at me. Number 16 is I want to keep my apartment clean. Now, I know it's not going to be clean every single day of 2021, but I would love to like develop a habit or a routine where maybe I clean, like maybe I do like a kind of deeper clean every Sunday or something, or maybe I do my dishes like every single night, or I do like a 10-minute tidy at the end of the night or something. I don't end up spending like an entire day doing a deep clean that takes me hours because I've just not been keeping up with it throughout the week. Number 17, I kind of briefly talked about at the beginning of this episode, but I want to stick to my morning routine. Again, I just did a podcast on this a couple of weeks ago, so definitely go check that out if you're interested. But I will say I have revamped it since then already, and I am loving it a lot more. I've actually been sticking to it a little bit more, and I think it just really sets me up to have a good day. I've been in such a good mood these last couple of days, and I really do think that is a huge reason why. Number 18 is I want to start and maintain a skincare regimen. I am turning 26 this year. I am no spring chicken anymore. And I really do want to be taking better care of my skin through like cleansers and serums and whatever. So I do want to collect some skincare things and create kind of like a nightly skincare routine for me. So again, if you have any recommendations, if there is a collection that you really enjoy or a company that you really think has bomb affordable skincare, definitely let me know because that is something I am going to start researching very soon to try to implement as early on in 2021 as I can. Number 19 is I want to spend as much time with my cat as possible. I really just want to love her and cuddle her and watch movies with her and just chill because she is a little bit older. So I do want to spend as much time with her as possible. Number 20 is I want to get better at saving money. I really need to start growing my savings account, especially as I start to head into kind of uncharted territory and unsure job security and stuff like that. I really don't want to be put in a position where I have to move home because I just know that that wouldn't be a good environment for me creatively, mental health wise, anything. So I do want to get better at saving money and I do want to grow my savings account this year. Finally, number 21 on my 21 goals for 2021 is I want to make every single day this year count in some way. Now, that's not to say that I need to be like super productive every day and that I need to like do my hair and makeup every day and kill every day and hustle every day. It just, I want to make it count in some way. So even if it's a day watching Netflix, maybe I spend time cuddling my cat, or maybe I spend time, you know, batch filming Instagram, or I take care of my mental health, or I have a self-care day. I want to really take as much out of this year as I can. And in order to do that, I need to put in as much good vibes and energy and effort as I can. So I really just want to do something, even if it's something super little every day, to make every single day count and worth it, because there are only 365 days in the year. We're already less than that because we are what, like 7 days in, 6 days into the year. All right, so that is the end of this podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening. Let me know what your goals are. Definitely take a screenshot of you listening to this episode right now, toss it up on your stories, and let me know a couple of your goals that you have for 2021, or comment on the Instagram post that will be going up for this episode on Beached Whale Pod, and let me know your goals in the comments. I would love to cheer you on and hype you up as we embark on this journey together to having the best 2021 possible. Be sure to rate, subscribe, all of the things, boost this podcast. It really means a lot. And remember, most importantly, that you are worthy regardless of your size. I love you guys, and I will see you in next week's podcast episode. Bye!